This is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Madeline Brand. And you know, Luke, you see bicycles out on the road sometimes in Los Angeles. It's
right.
A rare sighting. But when you see them, they look like they're tricked out space shuttles. They have so many gears.
Yeah, and lights and electrical wires coming off.
Yeah, all sorts of high-tech wizardry. Well, get this, a growing number of bike couriers and urban cyclists, they're going back. They're going old school. And they're riding bikes with no gears, no brakes. And our own Dan Charles wanted to find out why.
I'm riding my bike down H Street in downtown Washington, D.C. with Vincent Patetti, a bike messenger. A broken-down bus is blocking the right-hand lane, and other buses idling right beside it. I get off my bike to squeeze past, but Patetti never takes his feet off the pedals, maneuvering between the belching monsters with the grace and control of a dancer.
That was a tight squeeze there, yeah. But guy from New York let us through. Doesn't happen very often. They don't give you much space in this city to do what we need to do.
Patetti is riding a bike that's stripped down to the essentials, just two wheels on a light steel frame with curving handlebars of bare metal. There are no cables, no gears, no coasting either. If the wheels are turning, the pedals have to turn too, the way bicycles worked 100 years ago. The pedals don't just make the bike go, they're also what Patetti uses to stop, because this bike has no brakes.
As I'm going forward, I need to slow down. I just slow my legs down, and if something comes up, just need to lock my legs up and kind of slide out of the way.
Did you ever crash this thing?
This one in particular, not yet. Knock on wood.
This is called a fixed gear bike or track bike because Olympic racers ride these machines on indoor banked tracks called velodromes. Now they're taking over the streets. Bike messengers discovered them first. These street matadors liked the ruggedness of track bikes. Also, says courier Andy Zallen, the way they feel and the way they look.
There's a certain beauty in the simplicity of a track bike.
Over the last couple of years, says Vincent Patetti, that look has caught on coast to coast with the young and the hip.
We have a name for them called FAMs, fake-ass messengers. That's what we call them. They got our bags, and then next thing you know, they got our bikes, and, the rest is history. It's a fashion accessory now.
But Patetti isn't sure some of these people belong on bikes with no brakes.
The risks are a lot of them just can't stop them, and they come headlong into the back of cars, and they want to do it. A lot of them are going to learn the hard way, and a lot of them it's going to catch on, and they're going to love it.
Track bikes have even spread to the suit and tie crowd. Michael Simpson gets to his office in downtown Washington most mornings by riding 17 miles on an old red bicycle that he converted to a fixed gear.
It just sort of feels like being a kid again. You don't have to worry about what gear you're in or what components you have or anything else like that. The bike just has one speed, and you get on and you ride and you go where you want to go.
Although I bet when you were a kid you desperately wanted gears.
Oh, I definitely wanted gears when I was a kid.
Now that he's a grown-up, though, he's also a little more cautious. His bike, like Andy Zallen's, does have a handbrake. It spoils that pure, minimalist look a bit, but you're not as likely to run into a bus. For NPR News, I'm Dan Charles in Washington.